Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're live now. Don't be picking your nose, okay? All right. The next few weeks are really awesome weeks for me. I get either one or two FFA chapters in the studio with me every day because we're going to start celebrating National FFA Week, which is next week officially, this week, but we got so many schools that come in to the studio to talk about it here and up at 100.1 KWFX. So welcome to Monday, everybody. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Okay, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. You guys be ready. I can't tell if the weather people are lying or not, but it could get kind of crappy for the rest of the week starting tonight. It's 38 degrees at Hollis, 35 at Bessie, 37 at Camargo, 39 at Slapout, 35 at the May Ranch out here in the Panhandle, Texas, 38 at Lipscomb, Miami's 37, Dozier's 38, Childress, you're 38, and Odell's 39. Okay, let's see. First of all, let's start out with the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. They got Dodge and Chevy here in Elk City and Ford over at Sayre, so check them out. There's good people working at those dealerships. Currently, nope, let's refresh. Hello, come on. All right, March corn 491, up 4 1/4. Soybeans for March 1049, up 2. May is 1065, up change, and I say up to up 1/4. Soybean meal for March 390, down 50 cents. May is 308.60, down 60. Hard red winter wheat, March 596, down 760. And May is 606, down 7. Cotton is up for July at 68.71. West Texas intermediate crude oils, March 72.43, down are up 143. Natural gas is up March 347, up 16. The NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P are all in the green. Let's check out what the cattle are doing. Everybody is hearing rumors last week because of the new second strain of bird flu. The cattle market kind of went south, but looking at stuff at Friday at the Elk City Sale Barn, they were down, yes, a little bit, but it was deal good. We're going to talk more about it Wednesday. I got FFA people on tomorrow, so Brandon's coming on Wednesday, but we're going to talk a little bit about the high selling pair at the Elk City Sale Barn, which I think was 46.50, somewhere in that. We'll talk about that Wednesday. February lives 202.05, up 127. April 198.10, up 132. Feeder cattle for March, 267.27, up 237. April's 266.95, up 212. Lean hogs, February, 87.60, up 35. April is down 35 at 91.80. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. And matter of fact, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, a big supporter of our Oklahoma State FFA, so we're going to enjoy the OCA break here. When we get back, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 plus instructor from Canute FFA going to be on here, and we're going to have some fun. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. Selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas is 39 degrees, wind chills 35, the humidity's 56, the dew point's 25. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today is 16 miles an hour. 0.02 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation this month. 290 minutes of sub-freezing minutes last night. 8-inch soil temperature, 45 degrees. Okay, here we go. The official kickoff of FFA week here on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I have the Canute FFA in here. I think I got all their officers here, plus their ag teacher. I'm trying to dig some trash up on Mr. Cole, but nobody's is helping me out here. They can get by with it today. Well, young lady, let's start with you and introduce yourself.
I am Delaney Moore. I am the president of the Canute FFA chapter, and I am a sophomore in high school.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Sadie Allen, and I am the vice president of the Canute FFA chapter, and I'm a freshman in high school.
All right.
I'm Maisie Knighty. I'm the secretary of the Canute FFA chapter, and I'm a freshman in high school.
All right.
I'm Myla Knighty. I'm a treasurer for Canute FFA, and I'm a freshman in high school.
All right.
Hi, my name is Paisley Visniewski. I am the reporter of the Canute FFA chapter, and I am a freshman in high school.
Hi, I'm Shan Taylor. I am the sentinel of Canute FFA, and I'm a junior.
All right, so you're the oldest of the bunch.
Yes, sir.
And the only guy.
Yes, sir.
Poor guy. All right, let's start back with the president. What are you going to do to celebrate National FFA Week? What's one of the things you're going to do?
We are having a breakfast tomorrow at the Canute Ag Building.
Yeah?
For appreciation and supporters.
I got you. Anything else going on? Is Canute going to do anything else besides the breakfast?
We're going to hold a lunch tomorrow for our teachers in.
All right. Anything else, young lady? Got, you know, anything else on your schedule you're going to do? They're looking at the teacher. No, you guys got, you're a young, very young. She's got something.
The county show.
Speak a little closer to
the county show.
Oh, the county show? Yeah. It starts what, this weekend?
It starts next week.
Next week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jordan Davis Cook's going to come on Wednesday and talk about the whole thing coming up. So we got it going on. All right, I just lost something. I don't know what I lost. Hello. Well, can everybody, somebody text in to me if they can hear me out there, because it sounds quiet now. Did I? Hello. Well, we're going to keep talking like it's working. How's that? Because it's recording. We are live on, I did lose something. We're going to take a quick break. I want to come back. We're going to continue this conversation. Sorry. There we go. Ah, dude, I found it. See? Jared Atha, that you all guys all know very well over there. It was, he teaches me stuff not to do, and I just did it. Let's go to you, young lady. You're a sophomore or a freshman?
Freshman.
Pull that mic over there to you and talk right next to it.
Freshman.
What made you get into FFA?
It was about eighth grade year. I was trying to find an elective I liked, and I always wanted to go into ag and stuff, so I just joined.
So this is your first year?
Second year.
What do you learn? In 2 years, what's standing out with so far?
I've learned how to work on projects. We've worked with judging cattle, and recently we've been picking 4 bulls out of a scenario for OSU.
Right.
And I think we're ranked, 5th, maybe?
Or something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Top 10?
Yeah, top 10.
Yeah, top 10. Somewhere around there. And we've been working on that, working on projects, just... It's a fun thing to get into.
All right, Miss Paisley. Let's get to you. Do we want to make fun of your grandpa today? Come on.
I guess.
What's a funny story about your grandpa Dean?
There's so many. Which one do you want me to tell?
Him and your little brother are not a good pair, are they?
No.
Well, I got a good story on your grandpa, but I can't say it on the radio. He got me in trouble, and I didn't steal the minutes. Him and your dad did. So that, I got screamed at. I've never been screamed at by a grown man before. You're showing steers. What else do you like about an FFA?
I like being a part of the officer team. It teaches me a lot about respect and how to speak and be a leader. So I'm really enjoying that, and I love to judge animals. It's one of my favorite things to do.
What's your favorite animal to judge?
Cattle.
Wow, that's shocking. What's your favorite?
Mine's probably sheep or goats.
Yeah, and are you on the judging team too? No, who else is?
I am.
What's your favorite?
Pigs.
All right, we got it all covered. We're just missing what? Goats or sheep? I like both.
Yeah, I like both. I don't mind it.
All right, let's get to you. Pull that mic over and put your mouth almost right up on top of it and talk loud for me, please. Where do you come into this picture?
Well, I mostly do ag mechanics and whatnot. We do all sorts of stuff in ag mechanics. We've been building a 30-foot cattle working alley that's portable.
Right.
And we're also building a spike bed for a short bed pickup.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
And then who's the designer on the hydraulics?
Oh, man. Well, we did something. We're not really doing hydraulics to pick it up. We're doing more of electric cylinders.
Oh, I got you.
And that runs off a battery. And then we'll put a solar panel on top to run power, so it'll always have power to it.
You're going green?
Yeah. I'm going to say.
So, since you're the only guy in here, I'm not going to pick on you, but I'm going to ask you a few extra questions.
Okay.
Besides ag mechanics, What's your deal in FFA? Why?
I just grew up in it, and I love to do it, and it's just what I've been around, and just thought my freshman year, I was like, well, that's something we can pursue and something I really enjoy doing. So
right.
That's where I've just kind of always been around it.
Oh, you enjoying it so far? Do they pick on you?
No, not too bad.
Oh, because you're the oldest, because you guys are all freshmen and sophomores, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Is that the youngest chapter of officers you've had?
That would be the youngest.
Because that's, I mean, I don't know if it's unusual, but it's I guess it's cool. you all act like you know what you're doing, so that's pretty good. But there's some sharp people at Canute. If you get away from the Snayburger Shreks and all them, you'll be good. No, I'm kidding. I was around them. Don't forget the Killhoffers and the Wernkes. You know, all pretty. Like, are you guys got all German blood in you? Any? I know what you got in you. You know what I'd say. Do you?
Yeah.
Because Knitt's known for being a German town when I was growing up, anyway. All right, let's see. Let's go back to the Presidente. What's your favorite thing to in FFA so far?
My favorite thing is showing.
Okay, showing. And what all do you show?
Pigs, sheep, and cattle.
I got you. And you were just come back from Denver here a while back, right?
Yes.
How was it?
It was good.
Is it cold?
It wasn't as bad as last year.
Does the parking still stink up there?
Yes, it does. You have to take like
I mean, like you gotta walk. I was gonna say 1-2 mile walk.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were in Denver too.
Yes, I
and
was.
And I think I read your name on one of my reports here a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody what you got done up there.
I had Grand Champion Market Goat at the National Western right. Stock Show.
And did it give you enough to get? Did you get enough out of it to get through college?
Hopefully.
Where are you going to college to?
I want to attend OSU.
And what are you going to do? Have you made your mind up?
Ag Communications.
Ag Communications? All right, cool. Maybe next year you can start helping me out a little bit here on the show. You going to do that?
Maybe.
You going to let her out of ag class come over here once a week? Yeah. I got one right now, Briley Pritchard here at Elk City. She's really good. She's a... Her expertise is in gardening and horticulture and stuff like that. See, I get you to come on.
Yeah.
And we can just talk. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. How about you? What's your plans? Speaking to that mic real close, please.
Well, last year, and I don't think I did it this year, but last year I did a floral arrangement for one of the state shows or
yeah.
And so I just like making stuff like that. Like we made cornhole boards last year for the labor auction. So I just like making things, either floral arrangements or like welding or carpentry.
You're going to be a home designer, right?
I don't know.
And you can remodel at the same time, it sounds like. What about you, young lady? Pull that mic over there real close to you.
I really like when we do projects in the shop because I get to work with stuff, and I like doing that with my dad anyways whenever we have time. So,
what kind of shop projects? Give me a couple examples.
Hey, Gene, it's Aaron. Sorry about that. My phone is wonky.
I really liked when we did cornhole boards, and with my dad, recently we've been fixing an old truck we got.
What kind of truck?
87 Chevy.
Oh, really? Short bed? Long bed? Four-wheel drive?
Short bed, two-wheel drive.
Two-wheel drive? And what color are you going to paint it?
Blue.
Is it going to be yours?
Yep.
It's going to be ours?
Yes.
I got you. That sounds fun. What engine are you putting in it?
Probably a 350.
You want to hype it up or just be normal?
Just be normal.
Normal? Oh, cool. Them 80s box beds, they call them square bodies, I guess. And it's a favorite of everybody's. So, anyway, cool. All right, Miss Paisley.
I really enjoy judging, and I remember Sadie, she made me come to my first judging contest, and I didn't want to go, and I'm so glad she made me go, because once I went, I realized this was an opportunity for me, and it had to do with something I like doing at home, so I get to look at a bunch of different animals, and I get to learn a lot, and I get to talk reasons, which aren't everyone's favorite, but I enjoy doing it.
Right. Yeah, sound like it. And you're very well spoken. You get that from your grandma, not your grandpa. Okay. Well, I'll make that clear right now. All right, young man, put up mic a little real close to your mouth. And what is, you're a junior.
Yes, sir.
You're the oldest of the whole bunch.
Yes, sir.
What is it? What's going on? Oh, you got plans?
I think next year I'm going to try to build a long bed, single wheel, arm bed for a pickup.
Okay.
And then we're going to finish up our chute this year and then also finish a short bed that's going to be short bed, spike bed.
Right.
But.
Okay, you got any plans? I know you're just a junior. You still got a little ways to go before you graduate. Are you thinking anything?
Oh, man, I don't even know. We're just going day by day.
Day by day?
Yes, sir.
That's the way I did it. One day I end up in the Army. One day I was in the war. Next thing I'm doing, pulling a calf out of a cow. So live one day at a time. Let's see. So you're the only junior and the rest of you sophomore and freshman, right?
Yes.
Okay, so things have changed since I was in FFA. So you can join now as a 7th or 8th grader?
You can join as a 7th grader.
Okay, so does that just start this year?
Just passed legislation.
Okay. You got any 7th graders? Do you guys pick on them?
No, we really don't pick on them. No.
Come on. You?
No, I try to keep them in line.
Oh, there you go. So how many 7th graders you guys got approximately?
I don't have any this year, no.
Everybody wait till 8th grade, huh?
Yeah.
So is that when you guys all started?
That's when 8th we started, grade? Yes.
All right. The let's see. Let me pick one person. I'm going to pick you on this question. What would you tell kids come up to you, 6th or 7th grader come up to you right now? It doesn't matter whether they live on a farm or they don't, and they ask you about joining the FFA. What would your answer be?
I would just say join the FFA because, you know, you get to learn where your food comes from and define hard work, and you get responsibilities. If you show livestock or even trying to keep plant alive, you have to have responsibilities to take care of it every day. I learned a lot for FFA, for responsibilities, and hard work in the past few years.
All right. Same question. What's your answer?
I'd basically say whether you grew up around animals or not, or you rather just like them, or you're into building things, and some that might not be for everybody. So obviously there's speaking. That's a good way to go too. Or just representing and helping your team along with being an officer. Whatever you really have an interest in, FFA usually has something for you.
All right, cool. She must be on your speaking team. You on the speaking team?
No,
you're not.
I'm trying to make her get onto it.
You did a good job. Well, all of you doing a good job. You was rattling that off like you had that plan. All right, Miss Paisley.
I would tell them to 1,000% join FFA. Like Sadie said, you learn a lot about responsibilities, and that's very important. Even when you're just trying to keep a plant alive or you take care of animals, it just teaches you that hard work, and it just makes you have that drive and motivation to do things. And also, it teaches a lot about leadership, which is also a great quality for people to have. So I say 1,000% do it. It teaches you a lot of life lessons.
Oh, okay, cool. Back to you, Ms. Presidente. Have you been thinking about what you're going to do once you graduate? Have you been thinking any at all? Speak up close to that mic.
No, I haven't been thinking about that.
Not one thought?
Nope.
All right, she's laid back. Okay, how about you? Have you been thinking? I know you're still young.
Yes, but I'm planning on, so I'm in on a dance team, and I really want to go to OBU, which is Oklahoma Baptist University,
yep.
And do their dance team, but also I want to do like sciences and like psychology and things like that, but also I want to do like floristry because my mother is a florist and I really like doing things with flowers or gardening or anything like that.
So do you what's your favorite flower?
Probably a hibiscus.
A what?
Hibiscus.
Describe that. I don't remember what it is. I know what it is. I know that name. What is it?
Huge flower. It's almost as big as your palm, and there are, I think, mainly tropical flowers, so, like, you don't find them, like, here. You would find them, like, in Hawaii or places like that where tropical flowers grow.
So you're just wanting an excuse to go to Hawaii, right?
Well, not exactly, but I guess you could put it that way.
Well, do you have a garden?
Yes, and our dad owns some land, and we want to, like, do wildflowers there and, like, photography there, just kind of just make the place, what's the word? It's very, like, dead and no one takes care of it, so we just want to, like, reflourish it and just make it better.
What kind of wildflowers? Have you looked into it?
Yes. We want to do black-eyed Susans, wildflowers, Indian blankets, sunflowers, and what's another one?
I think azaleas, maybe?
Azaleas, yeah.
I gotcha. Have you checked with the your local NRCS or your Oklahoma Conservation Commission down there in Ouachita County?
I don't think so.
Check with them. They'll help you out with some of the, they call them, my brain just went cloudy, pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to put in 10 acres of pollinator at my place. Yeah. Just for the bees and the butterflies and whatever else comes along. So, anyway, cool. That's good. Are you into flowers?
Kind of, but not as much as she is.
Oh, yeah? So, what's your gig at home?
Usually, if I'm not doing anything, it's helping my dad with whatever off-the-wall project he wants to do.
what was it you say, 84? Is your pickup?
87.
That's a pretty cool project. So, are you doing the body work, or are you going to do the painting?
We know it starts, but we're going to get it started first, and then maybe change some things out, and then maybe work on doing body work by ourselves.
All right. Cool. Ladies and gent, Mr. Cole, thanks for bringing these kids. There's a bright future. Don't take this wrong, guys, but these ladies over here, right here, they're sophomores and freshmen?
Yes.
You got a bright future in front of you. So, good. Thanks for coming in. I guess I'll see you guys in the morning.
Yes.
Hey, get a picture. Hey, I want a picture of the pickup.
Okay.
So I can see it in the morning. Is that cool? And I guess I'll meet your grandpa there.
Yeah, you most likely will.
You know, he's all about freedom food. thanks, guys. Well, we're going to take an OCA break. When I come back, I'll have a little bit of Ag News update for you, and then we're going to take another break, and I'm going to have the Sweetwater FFA in here right after this. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pit.
pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Man, I'm in trouble. I forgot to wish a person happy birthday when I started the show. Let's check it out here in just a second. I'll do that here in just a second. Northwestern Oklahoma, here's your ag weather update. May Ranch, 36, feels like 29, dew points 23, humidity's 57. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 10 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 38 degrees. Sunset at 6:10. 42 for a high today, 26 for a low tonight, chance of rain and snow, 40%. Tomorrow, 50% chance of snow, and 32 for a high. And that's at the May Ranch, right up here on Oklahoma, Kansas state line. All right, happy birthday, Carrie Dameron. I'm sorry, I forgot to do that earlier. The kids showed up earlier, and they confused me. or they got me all excited or whatever they could do. This is the funnest 2 weeks of the show to do with all these future farmers of America. I think she's 24. She's 24. And she's got to be a really, really good woman to put up with Jake, by all means. And the only thing that she's done, she's really vocal and straightforward on social media as a school teacher, but the only thing that she's done that has disappointed me in her social media career and her teaching career is, so she had a baby, they had a baby last fall, and she was gone on maternity leave, and her sub was a Texas Longhorn fan. I'm sorry, I draw the line there. Oh, I'm just kidding, you Longhorn fans, don't get all riled up and send threats into me. But yes, anyway, so happy birthday, Carrie. I hope you have a good one. I know you guys been snow skiing a little bit over the weekend, so happy birthday. Hope you have a great one. And then okay, let's see here, what do we got? You know what, I'm gonna go ahead and take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we get back, it gives me 15 minutes from this pretty good-looking bunch from Sweetwater. She's over here. See, I got the opposite here. I got all guys and one lady. Canute had one guy and all ladies. So we're going to have fun with the Sweetwater group. They just came in here and sat down. I'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all 7 Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative is making a difference in every corner of Oklahoma.
working to prevent teen tobacco and vape use, fueling our minds and bodies through health education, and empowering the next generation of leaders. Why? Because we are the future of Oklahoma. The TSET Healthy Youth Initiative, investing in Oklahoma. Learn more at tsethealthyyouth.com. Brought to you by the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 31st. 1,686 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 483 brought 330. 5 at 525 brought 328. 6 at 570 brought 334. 8 at 714 brought 285. 11 at 810 brought 263. 16 at 837 brought 259. 25 at 915 brought 254. 6 head of heifers at 459 brought 357. 5 at 494 brought 310. 14 at 528 brought 318, 7 at 579 brought 284, 13 at 597 brought 282, 10 at 648 brought 261, 28 at 781 brought 245, butcher cows were 90 to 160, butcher bulls brought 130 to 196, bred cows were 1,300 to 3,000, pairs brought 2,000 to 3,000, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want. Service that can't be touched.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985 or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's do the Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. The closest Mesonet that I can get to Sweetwater, it's either Cheyenne or Eric. So I went to Cheyenne. You know, Cheyenne's the home of the secret weapon. You guys know who the secret weapon is? You do. He's the neighbor over there. Oh, he knows. So, all right, Cheyenne, it's 38 degrees. Feels like 34. Dew point's 25. Humidity's 59. The winds are out of southeast at 6 miles an hour. 0.02 inches of precipitation so far. And this in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44 degrees, sunset at 6:15, cloudy and 39 today, 50% chance of rain tonight, 34 low, tomorrow wintry mix likely, high of 35, and that'll be a 50% chance with winds out of the northeast, 14 to 16 with wind gust up to 20. First, I got a text from the Cotton King, and he wants me to brag on his water well guy that got his water going again at his place. Mr. Casey Keener up in Roger Mills County, the old Cotton King, wanted me to brag on you. I think that's the first time I ever mentioned Casey's name. Do you guys know, any of you guys know Casey? You do. You don't? You don't? You don't? You're probably neighbors with him. You just don't know it. He lives up there, north of Grimes, right? Yeah, north of Grimes. All right. Okay, I have the Sweetwater FFA in here, and we're going to start with you, young man. Introduce yourself.
I'm Colin Odom. I'm the Sweetwater FFA treasurer, and I'm a junior.
Okay, how about you, young man?
My name is Tristan Billingsley. I am Sweetwater's reporter, and I am a junior.
How about you, Miss Zoe?
I'm Zoe Carlisle, and I'm the secretary, and I'm a senior.
My name is Gatton Leonard. I am the Sweetwater's sentinel, and I'm a junior.
My name is Levi Aikman. I'm the vice president, and I am a senior here at Sweetwater.
All right. Let's start back with you. What are you guys going to do? I mean, I know National FFA Week is not officially until next week, but we started early because we got so many schools coming on the program this week. What's one of the projects you guys are going to be doing to celebrate National FFA Week?
Well, this week we are doing dress-up days every day.
Okay.
And today was America Day.
I got you. What's another project there, sir?
This Wednesday, we have a petting zoo.
What kind of animals you got?
Like livestock animals.
So oh,
like
from
cattle,
showing?
Yeah.
Right? Goats, yeah. Sheep, beef, everything?
Well, a rat there, too.
Nothing exotic?
A rat.
A rat? Well, that's exotic. Whose rat is it?
My rat.
Your rat? What's his name? Is it her?
His name's Randy.
Randy? Why Randy?
Randy the rat.
How big is he? Holy crap.
That's about his tail.
What do you feed him? Just
gerbil food.
I got you. See, interesting. We're going to get back to the rat. All right, Zoe, pull that mic over there towards you. And what's one of the other things you guys are going to be doing?
We're doing a coloring contest for lower elementary.
I got you. What are they coloring?
Well, I think pre-K and kindergarten are doing a pig. First and second are doing a tractor.
Yeah.
And third and fourth are doing a, like, farm scene.
I got you. Mr. Gatlin, pull that mic over there to you and talk real close to it for me. What else you guys got going on?
Well, we're going to bring our tractors and lawnmowers to school.
All right. Like what kind of tractors? Like, any tractor?
I guess any tractor, sir.
Are you bringing a tractor?
Nope, I ain't playing on it.
Why not? Your grandpa's got, like, 50 of them.
Well, he needs them, and most of them are broke down.
Ah, that's why I like you, Gad. I'm glad I'm the only one that doesn't talk trash on your grandpa. What about you, young man? What else is going on?
Saturday we had our local show.
All right.
I wasn't able to come because I was sick, but that was part of our FFA week.
And then, see, you guys show at Roger Mills County, right? Is that coming up pretty quick? Oh, it's already happened, hadn't it? Yeah, it's already happened, and then the district just happened, right?
We go to Northwest District.
Oh, you go to Woodward, and that's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. I'm confused in there. Okay, let's go back to you, young man. You're a junior?
Yes, sir.
All right, a little closer to the mic for me, please. Why did you join FFA?
I joined FFA to learn leadership and really to just show kids that it's fun.
Right.
It'd be a fun thing to do.
And so far, is it?
It's been awesome.
Been awesome?
Yes, sir.
Right. Do you like your ag instructor?
Yeah, I like my ag instructor.
What's his name?
Corey.
Okay. What's one thing that stood out? So you joined as a freshman or eighth grader?
I joined as an eighth grader.
What's one thing since eighth grade, you're a junior now, you've been in this, your fourth year, is that right? Am I doing my math right?
Yes, sir.
What's one thing that's just stood out in your mind that'll probably stick with you the rest of your life that you've done in FFA?
Probably went to a state convention.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was fun, especially because I got to meet Dale Brisby.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, young man? Same question.
Livestock showing.
You're a junior, right?
All
right.
Livestock showing.
Okay, what livestock do you show besides rats?
goats and cattle.
I got you. What's your favorite? Or you just like them both?
I like cattle.
You like cattle? So do you? What breed do you show? Or heifer, steer?
I've showed both. I prefer steers.
Right.
They're easier. And we just did commercial.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like cross. Just in the field.
Yeah. That purebred stuff gets into bucks. It's really expensive enough for commercial, isn't it?
Yes.
Sir. What have you? What breed?
Black Baldy.
Black Baldy, so it was cross, basically Hereford and Angus or somewhere in there. Or did you have Simmental in it?
I don't know.
You don't know? No. So what are you doing this year?
I got a goat.
You got a goat? What kind?
I got a weather.
All right. And you doing all right with it so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer. All right, Miss Zoe, get up there. What's been going on with you since last year?
Like FFA-wise?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm the secretary this year, and I was a chaplain last year, so that's changed. And I'm writing a speech right now. So.
Are you?
Yes, sir.
And then, let's see, speaking of speech, is it speech contest time, or is that earlier?
A little bit later? Yes, sir.
Are you ready? What's your speech about? Can you give
about,
out secrets?
Wildlife conservation.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
What inspired you to talk about that?
Well, I like to hunt, and my dad knows a lot about it, and so I've just kind of been exposed to that a lot in my childhood.
Right. What's your favorite thing to hunt?
Deer, for sure.
Deer? All right. Sir. And what, do you hunt anything else?
No, sir.
No, you don't. It's just deer.
Yep, just
you don't
deer.
Quail hunt. No, you don't go call coyotes up.
No, sir.
No?
Well, I did shoot a pig, but that's about it.
What rifle do you use deer hunting? Do you know, or did your dad just hand it to you and say, use it?
Well, I've used a 243 before. Yep. That's what I use a lot. And I had an AR-15 for a lot of different hunts. So
the 243 is a good caliber.
I like it.
All right, Gatlin, grab that mic. You're a sophomore?
Junior, sir.
You're a junior?
Yes, sir.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Man, time flies. All right, so you've been in ag since day one?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite? Speak a little bit closer to that mic for me.
Truth be honest, I guess just hanging out with some good buddies, even though they're a pain in the butt. But still, it's just fun to have them around.
What have you learned in FFA that you think is going to stick with you the rest of your life?
Honestly, sir, I don't know. Every moment I go with them is basically a memory to my heart, to the soul.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I think the thing I remember from FFA is, which has been a long time ago, you guys weren't even thought about when I was in FFA, but it's teamwork. Teamwork is really, it's really important because it helps you whether you go in the military, if you go play basketball at OSU or do something like, or just, you know, go to work. Mm-hmm. Teamwork at work is very important. I'm going to have you grab that mic from him, and you can push that one there out of your way. That one, no, that's all right. Just leave it down low. Scoot over there if you want to. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, I see now. Sorry about that.
It's a puzzle over there. All right, so what about you?
I'm Levi Aikman. I think I already said that. I'm a senior. And I came here as a freshman, and so I was kind of late to being in an FFA.
Well, you aren't too late.
No, not too late, right.
Keep close to that mic for me if you...
Yeah. And I think I came in, and one of my first days we went out and worked out in the barn, and that was new to me, completely new. At my old school, we didn't really have much like that, and so I wasn't able to get into any showing or anything like that, but I always enjoyed barn work a lot. I enjoyed working with other people. I got into doing the shooting sports. We went to OYE and Southwest area. And I really enjoy livestock judging, too.
Right. Yeah. So what's your favorite livestock to judge?
I really like to judge cattle.
Okay.
That one seems...
All right. Is it because they're bigger and they're easier to figure out, or what?
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you're part of the shooting sports because, you know, FFA and 4-H has kind of got the, I don't know the word, I'm trying to think, branded that all you do is show animals. And it's not true at all. I mean, you guys got an ag mechanics project going on?
I don't have a project going on right now, but we've been in and out of projects, and I've been helping on a lot of projects.
What's your last project?
I built a Christmas tree, like a yard ornament Christmas tree with Christmas lights on it for our auction in November.
I got you.
And so I spent the whole start of the school year building that.
Okay. So...
We're also currently working on a trailer, and that's been a long-term project for us for a long
time. What kind of trailer? Got some description?
It's a stock trailer for our chapter so that we don't have to share. I forget. What is it? Who are we sharing the old trailer with?
No, I mean, we've bought it. We're going to fix it up.
Okay. But, yeah, we bought this trailer. I think we bought it from the show team, and we're fixing it up.
All right. Fixing her all up and stuff. All right, let's go back to you, young man. You guys feel like you're like been left out over there. They if you had a sixth or seventh grader come up to you right now and ask you, what do you think about FFA? What would you tell?
I would tell them that it's a good organization and you can learn a lot from it, like leadership and teamwork and everything.
Right.
Like you said, teamwork, it is a big deal about FFA because when you go to competitions, you got to work as a team to
Matter what the competition is, it's teamwork.
Yeah, it is.
And the leader's right over here, right?
Yeah, he is.
So what you're a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you thought about after high school yet?
Yeah, I have.
What's your plans?
I'm trying to go to either OU or OBU.
Okay.
For cross country and track.
All right. What are you going to study?
What am I going to study?
Are you even worried about that? You just want to run.
Yeah, I just want to run, but I want to go into like the nursing field.
Okay.
I want to be a pediatrician.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, you young man, Tristan, right?
Yep.
What's your plans? You got any plans yet? Some people do, some people don't.
I got many plans.
Besides growing rats. Randy, you'll have to send me a picture. Can you send me a picture of Randy the rat? That actually rhymed. Randy the rat.
Yep.
What's your plans?
I thought about going into the military, the Navy specifically, right, as a nuclear engineer.
Why the Navy? I'm not trying to change your mind because I was in the Army. I'm just asking why.
I like the boats. I think the boats are cool.
Probably see some. Probably won't see no rats out there.
Probably not. No.
And if you do, they're probably not going to last long out there. Well, I hope you do join the Navy, and I wish you the best of luck. If I don't get to see you again, maybe next year or something like that. But that'd be great. We need people in the military. All right, Miss Zoe, are you any good at singing?
I've been told I'm okay.
How was that? See, did you sing one day at the OYE last year?
Yes, sir, I did.
How was that? Was that exciting?
It was nerve-wracking.
I was going to ask you, did you have any butterflies?
Yeah, I did, for sure.
No, well, I was watching you. You did good.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you did good. And I think you was the one thing that stuck out last year all the FFA. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but when you sing the national anthem on the show last year, I got a lot of response.
Well,
and still did there for a month or two. So thank you for doing that at OYE, and thanks for doing that last year on my show.
It's always an honor to get to do it. So.
And then next year we're going to have you do it again.
I'm going to be graduated by then.
Oh, that's right. Well, we don't have enough time. So what's your plans?
For after graduation?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going, and I think I'm going to be a teacher or an elementary principal. I haven't decided how far I want to go with that yet, but I think that's my
So to be a principal, do you have to get your master's?
Yes, sir.
You do? I got you. So that means you're going to spend, what, 6, 7, 8 years in college?
Just about.
You got scholarships for all that?
I do have some, yes, sir.
Your dad got a big, fat checkbook for you?
Well, no.
If you did go teaching, what are you going to teach?
I mean, I would prefer like high school history, but elementary, I mean, I think would be good too. So,
You're not going to get into like teaching singing or anything?
I don't think so, no, sir.
No, good. What about you, Gatlin? You got any plans? Speak close to that mic for me.
Well, I'm planning on joining the Marines to hopefully do infantry.
Your grandpa just cringed, didn't he?
Yeah, he's going
to Have
kill
you
me.
Told him? Oh, you have?
He didn't mind this one bit, but my dad on the hand, no, he's going to brand some army tattoo on my butt or something. He did not like that at all. Jar heads, crayon eating. I mean, I've done that when I was a kid, so at this point, I'm not surprised.
Oh, Gallon, you never seem not to surprise me with what comes out of your mouth. But that'd be good. Marines all right. My grandson's in the Marines. He's, as a matter of fact, he just re-upped.
Really?
Yep. And he's a helicopter mechanic. I can't think of the helicopter. It's the one that kind of looks like a plane also.
Mm-hmm. The Osprey, I believe, is what they call
it. Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know my helicopters. I know a Huey, And I know a Chinook and Apache, and that's about all I know. But it's weird when he actually is in Washington, D.C., getting ready to, they just had a baby. So I got a great-grandkid, great-granddaughter. Huh?
Jeez Louise, Grandpa.
I know. Oh. All right, Sweetwater FFA, thank you so much for coming in. We're out of time. I can hear music playing in my background. You guys did a good job. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you again, Zoe. Maybe I'll just have you come by and just sing the national anthem one day, just when you're bored. How's that? All right, this is The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.